Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And I will then say to thee, you are my friend.
Ooh. What?
I lost it. I was distracted by your beautiful voice.
Hello, honey bunch. Why do I always, I want to do that again. I've realized I actually hate when someone goes, hello, and I start my podcast that way every time. Hello, honey bunches of oats. Welcome to sports. The podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's Dop.
Hey.
And this is today's question.
Hi, sports team. This is Samantha from North Carolina. I love your podcast. I only started listening because my fiance listens to it, and that's how we spend quality time. So I'm calling in, so hopefully she can hear me one day. I'm calling because we're getting married in a few weeks, and we were compiling our DJ list. And so I am wondering, what is your A, go-to wedding song recommendation, and B, your least favorite wedding song that is played during ceremonies? Thank you so much, and we love you. We love you. We love you. Say bye.
Oh, my God, I love them. First of all, congratulations, Samantha. Sam, can I call you Sam? I'll call her Sam. All right, so we're going best song and least favorite song.
But ceremonies or reception?
I imagine she meant reception. She's stressed out. She got married in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Which I know from personal experience, very stressful. I'm just joking. Did you know that my Wikipedia says that I have zero children? Like, it goes out of its way to say that. I know this is a tangent, but why? It says children, zero. Huh? Okay, anyway. So it's tough to recommend a good song, right? Because that changes every time. But her wedding's in a few weeks. I'd say Bruno Mars gets every generation going. Any sort of Bruno Mars, like Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk
is a song my mom likes and I like. Mm-hmm. It gets the people going.
I think that's a great one.
Yeah. So that's my recommendation. Do you have a better? You're looking at me like I have a better idea.
Not better, but my recommendation is Danza Kuduro.
I have no idea what that is.
Yes, you do.
I've never even heard
the
words just came out of your mouth.
Me? No, we're serious.
Oh, boy.
You just said two words that aren't English.
Danza Kuduro?
Danza. Okay.
Dance corduroy?
Hold on. This is what?
Okay. She's so offended.
I've only been to like 12 weddings, so maybe
I was just going to play it. Should I not?
Probably not.
Let's pause the podcast and play it. We'll be right back with our thoughts on if we know this song or not. Okay, we're back. Ashley just should have said that Don Omar song.
Which, hold on, we can all agree is great, right?
Yes, a fantastic song.
We just had a dance party
in the studio. I still don't think
Dop's
ever heard it.
I have no idea.
Oh, what?
I'm serious.
I'm back. I'm on Ashley's side now. That never happened.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying now I'm with her of like, you should hear that song. So, yeah, I'll agree. Have you ever seen older people dancing in that song?
Yeah, that song comes on the beats. Okay, Mike, can I give a secondary one for people who have exposed to Don Omar?
That I would say I feel like would lend itself to the dirty dancing.
What?
Yeah.
No, you can
a little. You can have fun. You can have fun, mm-hmm. But you can also get sexy.
Well,
you can't really get
the best
sexy
songs.
To Uptown Funk.
Oh, yes,
so
you
it's
can.
Not really going to get uncomfortable. You can dance with a grandma to Uptown Funk. She's going to be like, I love this. I have no idea what's happening.
That's true.
It's a very visual medium. That's when I true. Do my dance moves. Like, you can hold her hands and do the thing where you raise your eyebrows and look surprised
yeah,
every time she moves.
You can do like the, you know.
I don't know.
You can do Latin dancing. That's what I'm doing, again,
and this
visual.
And this isn't fair. I'm assuming English is your first language and also the first language of everybody at your wedding. That's just an unfair assumption that if I'm wrong, correct me. But you can sing along with Uptown Funk. I don't know the words to that song. And again, that's not because I should or shouldn't or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I can't sing along. Okay. I didn't know what it was called.
How about I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Also a great one.
Thanks. I should have just said that one.
Dop, what do you got? Dashboard Confessional?
No.
Not well, brand new
wedding.
To lighten
Stop
the mood.
It, Katie. No, but for real, I like slow songs at weddings.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. I know, it's weird. It's probably going to sound weird, but I'm a huge fan of No One's Gonna Love You by Band of Horses. I think it's a really great slow song to
it's
dance to.
It's a beautiful song. I also love that song because the name sounds like it's going to be bad, and then you listen, and it's actually like No One's Gonna Love You more than I do, which is really, really sweet. That's more like a first dance song.
It is. It's like a let's either, I don't like it when it slows down, but like it is a first dance or like a father-daughter type of a thing.
Yeah. I'm just not sure that's the recommendation she was
asking for. I don't think so
for.
Either, but it's...
But it's the recommendation she needed,
as usual,
isn't it? Actually?
As usual, Daniel, you get the participation trophy.
Thank you.
You did offer a song.
I showed up.
Songs not to play. Holy moly.
Oh, that list is so long.
Now, there's one of those songs that bets on everybody else's list that actually I like to play because my family loves that song, which is We Are Family. For some reason, like... My mom and her sisters love that song, and so I have a soft spot in my heart for it. Everybody else probably hates it. Mm-hmm. I hate all those other songs that are just like that. Like
Shout?
Yeah. Holy cow. She knew exactly what I was, because I'm like, a little bit louder now, a little bit softer now. And everybody gets down and somebody throws out a hip. It's like it goes on. I think if that song were made today with our shorter attention spans, it would be a fine song. But a little bit louder and a little bit softer goes on for a little bit longer than it needs to. It is a very long part of that song. And I don't want you to play
That's
it anymore.
That's a great one. Can I put the chicken dance on the list?
I'm pretty sure it's fair use, stop, so I think we can use
it. No, I think you're good with that one.
At this point, yeah. It's been in the ether for a long
time. Should be no use, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh!
Hey.
No.
Guys, come on. I'm trying so hard today.
Do you have a suggestion for songs not to play? Here's the thing. Just tell them a song to play.
I hate the one where you put in, like, you move your left, you do a left leg thing, and then
the
you
hokey
do
a... pokey.
I have never heard the hokey pokey at a wedding.
It's the one where you do, like...
The cha-cha slide, the cupid shuffle.
Yes, maybe it's the cha-cha slide. Now,
turn to the left.
Let him go, let him go.
That one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No,
that's it. No, thank you. That was it.
I ruined good content.
That was so good.
Which one are you talking about?
Now turn to the left. Now turn to the right. And you got to do a whole bunch of things when you do all that. Like, I just hate
That's what he says. Now you got to do a whole
bunch
of things.
I don't know what it is.
Man, I really blew that opportunity for content. I'm so sorry. As soon as the words came out of my mouth, I was like, let him do it now. I'm so sorry, you guys. Now I want to make you
do
other
We've got
songs.
Time for more. We got a whole podcast.
We'll discover some other gems. Okay. We feel good about that?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Sure. Good answer.
Just make sure you play a bunch of songs. I don't know, every wedding I go to, here's the thing, every wedding I've gone to recently, I feel like they have a list of, what?
You're right. Keep going.
I thought you were telling me to wrap it up.
No.
I feel like they have a bunch of songs they have to play for the older set.
Mm.
And so by the time they get through those, you get three songs that are fun to dance to.
Yeah.
Between then there's the meals, then there's the speeches. Folks, keep your speeches short. What a waste of time. Nobody needs to hear you talk for 17 minutes.
That's great advice.
Just short speeches, get back to the fucking party. Because if your speech is over 7 minutes, I've got a timer on my phone, we've taken over-unders at my table, and we're doing shots every time you go over.
Are you speaking at your brother's wedding?
I am.
Have you
now,
written
that's
that speech
different.
Yet?
I actually just said I am because I've assumed I am, and I don't know that I am.
He hasn't asked you yet?
Well, no, I'm not the maid of honor.
Oh,
because it's not my sister getting married.
Oh, right. That's fair. Okay.
It's my brother. Yep. And I asked to be the best man. And it was close, I heard. But I didn't get picked. So I don't know. Knowing me, I'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
I have a lot of things to say.
That's what I did. So I spoke at the rehearsal dinner for my brother's wedding. Because I was also not the maid of honor.
Well, then the rules are different.
Yeah. Then I
could talk for 45. Exactly. I got a lot to say about him.
Less pressure.
Yeah. And, like, I talk for a living, so maybe people will be more interested. No, they don't care what I have to say. I got a lot of stories. What?
Doc? I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
It's really important that you have enough songs for your list that you don't run out and the DJ starts to play whatever else is
don't
left.
Don't leave it up to the DJ.
No, so either tell him, like, you just start over with the songs or have enough that he won't run out, because you never want that.
But then that's tough, because if you prepare too long of a list and they don't get to the one you really wanted, you're going to be thinking about that
the whole
time.
You got to power rank them, yeah.
Here's the thing. Pick your friend who has the best taste in music. Mm-hmm. Make them do it.
Daniel Dopp on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Get stuff off your plate. You know?
Delegate.
You shouldn't have to be worried about the music. It should be every song you've ever wanted to hear and require none of your thought. So pick a friend and make them do it. That's my advice.
I'm not sure I agree.
Well,
I think
I've never been married.
So. Yeah, the music at your wedding sets the whole tone for the reception.
Yeah, but I would be like, oh, are they going to play that song I like next? I'd be thinking about it too much. I want someone else to just crush that. Anyway, that's enough on that voicemail. Again, congratulations to Sam and Mr. Sam. He'll be Mr. Sam forever to me. I do love that she said something like, I hope I'm calling, so hopefully he can hear me one day. Which is like, maybe you should start listening to your future wife, Mr. Sam. She sounds lovely. Anyway, if you want to leave a voicemail and have us go deep on your upcoming nuptials, the phone number is 860-506-5571. And folks, from here on out, voicemails are brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, this week on the podcast, we are going to talk playoffs, the draft, and we debut our newest segment, Go Look It Up. Looking forward to that. But first, today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek, and I'm going to tell you about that in the style of what, Dop?
Oh, so I want you...
Oh, he says. I was supposed to prep a thing for this.
I forgot I was supposed to do this. I want you to pretend like you are a lifeguard at a children's birthday party at a pool.
I'm a lifeguard. How old am I?
You are...
It's a summer job, so I'm probably like 18.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Am I a female or a male? Doesn't matter.
That is up to you.
Oh, thank you. How progressive.
Thank you.
SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, stop running. Stop running. I've said that to you 5 times now. Sorry. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Where is your mother? Where is your mother? Who's watching? Who's watching you? You're ignoring me? That's real adult. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will... I'm so sorry. Kids, stop splashing. There's so much splashing. She's trying to read a book. 50 Shades of Grey isn't supposed to get wet like that. What was I saying? SeatGeek. Great value. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever, unlike this summer job that I took so that I could scroll through Instagram aimlessly, and instead I got a bunch of little heads running around, throwing things at each other, falling on their faces, and I'm responsible for their lives? Did you say a pool or the beach?
A pool.
Thank God, because I was like, I'm doing a pool. They save you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites for you to compare prices and amazing deals. No running! Don't make me blow this whistle again! They grade every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats within your budget, and every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with... Did you poop in the pool? Everybody out! Everybody out right now. Free swim's over. There's a poop in the pool. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Nolan today. That's promo code Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go fish this poop out of the pool.
That was so good.
Clapping.
That was so good.
They're all right.
That was good.
Every week I do them, I don't feel like they're getting better. It's a tough job.
When you start at the very top, it's hard to get better, you know? Oh. You've been consistently great.
You guys, I pay you well, don't I?
Well, we can talk about that later.
I don't pay you. I got you that $20 off your SeatGeek. Okay. I was never a lifeguard.
What?
So I realized halfway through that, nobody puts their children's life in my hands, that all I knew to yell at kids for was running at the pool. I don't know what else you yell at kids for. Splashing. I made that bad joke, but it's fine.
Oh, gosh.
We don't have to revisit it.
Diving board antics, I think.
Yeah. No diving in the deep end.
Do you have pool toys? You know what I mean? Like the.
Do I have pool toys?
Not you. Well, let's just, what's next, Katie? What's next on the docket?
Next on the Dop-It.
Stop it.
We're gonna, Dop it.
I hate you guys.
Dop that right now. Dop making fun of him. Okay, but to answer your question, Dop, we're going to talk about some news. Starting with the NBA playoffs.
Ooh.
Wow. Did you know they're happening? We're in the second round now.
We are.
Off the top, just got to say, Celtics, wow.
Wow.
I'm so confused and impressed, and it's so fun to watch.
For now, yeah.
But it's not fun when people keep getting hurt. It's incredible how many dudes are like, oh, that's who we got to go with. And then a week later, you're like, he's got it. And then a week later, you're like, he's dead now. Like, it's just incredible. But they're still pulling it off. And it's been really fun to watch. And I think this next round will be even more fun.
Yeah, you predicted the Celtics to win in the first round, too, just based on their mascots.
I did.
Which was pretty impressive.
How am I doing on that?
You did pretty well. You got 5 out of 8 correct. So 62.5% in the NBA. Better than half.
Good math, Ash.
Thank you.
Do you happen to know which ones I got wrong?
Yes. You picked Blazers over Pelicans incorrectly.
Stupid me.
Yeah. Heat over 76ers incorrectly. But you were kind of on the fence about that one.
Yeah, we knew that one. Yes.
And Wizards over Raptors.
Oh, that was my surefire win.
Yeah, that one was the easiest.
Guess that little turkey. Some shit up. That's 2 bleeps. Stop. You're going to have to bleep 2 words in that sentence. All right. So the second round, we've got what? Rockets against the... Should I do... We never really talked this through. Should I do now the second round of mascots?
Yeah, I think so.
Because we only did the first...
Yeah, the people have to know who's going to win.
We can't leave them there.
We won't go deep on it like we did before. I haven't prepped multiple pages of research. But we'll just go off the top. So the Rockets versus the Jazz, right?
Yes.
So that's a space thing versus music. Wasn't there a thing that's orbiting and it's playing music? Wow, Katie, this is why you prep. They talked about it in, I think it was the dude from Cosmos, which is Carl Sagan. I believe Carl Sagan and somebody else, a woman. They chose a bunch of music or noises to broadcast out into space.
It appears as though Voyager, which is music on the Golden Record, it was a bunch of music that was included.
Yeah, the Golden Record. That's it.
Yeah.
So they're playing this in space. And I think one of the things is because Carl Sagan and his wife, it's either them kissing or saying, I love you. There's something about like love in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet. Anywho,
do you think they put Danza Kuduro on that? On that record.
I mean, they should have.
Yeah.
If they didn't, that's a huge miss for Earth. There's also a lot to be said that, like, maybe we shouldn't be putting any noises out into the universe because if someone were to discover we're here, then naturally they might want to destroy us. But that's an argument for another time. I'm not going to bring up the Fermi paradox again this week.
So, Rockets versus Jazz.
Right. Jazz is, like, old. It's got history. But Rockets are, like, the future.
Hmm.
So I'm going to say Rockets.
Okay.
But not because I don't like Jazz. Warriors versus Pelicans, right?
Correct.
That seems easy enough. Warriors.
That's what you said about the Pelicans last time.
I know.
Mine?
It's because I think they're seagulls. I'll tell you what, the Warriors will definitely crush the seagulls. But we'll see about the Pelicans. Raptors versus Cavaliers. Ooh. I mean, those little turkey dinosaurs, pretty crazy. But again, being short, not great. See, now my mind's thinking too much about the basketball because I watched the Cavs in the first round and was like, ooh, what's happening here? We'll just go with the Cavaliers. What, Dop? Why are you shaking your head?
I just disagree with the pick.
Why is that?
Isn't a Cavalier like a rich guy? Like a rich?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was like in Jurassic Park, like the Raptors ate all the rich guys that came to the island.
Somebody write this down. That's a really good point, Dot.
I have that recorded.
Mark it on your calendar.
I have that recorded.
That's a really good point. Okay. I changed my pick. I'm going to go with the Raptors.
Oof, I wrote that in pen, so thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And it's back to Shima Dot. And last one. Ooh, look at this matchup, Ashley. From Philadelphia.
Oh.
It's the 76ers versus the Celtics. Who could win there?
I don't know. It's almost like if Boston and Philly had faced off before, maybe we should use history.
I'm going with the Celtics.
Shocking. Tell me why.
Because I like them.
That's not how the mascot picks work.
Yeah.
What is your reasoning that
the 76ers, I've told you this already, it's a confusing mascot. I don't want to waste 45 minutes of the podcast trying to figure out, again, what a 70. I picked the Celtics.
Okay.
Do you have thoughts?
I mean, how strongly do you feel about it? Like, I'd be willing to put a little wager on
Okay, so we learned already on this podcast that I will not be making wagers ever again in my life. I went to Vegas last week. I didn't bet on a single thing because I made a Promise.
That's why? It's not because you brought your PlayStation with you?
Okay. Allegedly, I brought my PlayStation with me for a 3-day trip to Vegas because I knew I was going alone. Have we talked about this already? I've had this conversation a bunch of times in my life, but going to Vegas alone is really weird. Because if I sit alone, when I go to hotels, like for work, when I travel alone, I never sit at a hotel bar because the unfortunate truth is that people think that means I want to talk to them. Mm. Like, oh, this woman sitting at the bar by herself, quote unquote, watching sports. She's here because she wants me to see her watching sports. She wants me to talk to her. No, it's not true. I want you to leave me alone. I don't want to watch the sports. So what I normally do is just get room service. In Vegas, that'd be even worse. They'd be like, this woman is working right now. I could approach her, and as long as I've got the right amount of money in my pocket, I'll have sex with her. And that's not the case, believe it or not.
Mm.
So I stayed in my room, and I brought my PlayStation.
Did you check it, or did you carry it on?
Carried it on.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. My backpack was just a laptop and my PlayStation.
That's so good.
Cool. The thing about Vegas is, like, I knew I was going to be there. I had to fly in the night before, do the event, and then I had the whole night after the event because I was going to fly out the next morning. So that's a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
It's a lot of... I could have played.
A lot of zombies that what? Needed to right. be taken care of.
I didn't say it.
Mm.
You brought it up. So not making
So you're not going to bet.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
That's the point of what I'm saying. Should we move on to the NHL playoffs?
Yeah.
Did anyone else have anything they wanted to say about basketball? Interesting first round. I really thought the Cavs weren't going to make it through. I don't know if I love that it's like LeBron turns it on and then it's like a booster in all those Fast and the Furious movies when they've got that secret extra button that makes him go fast at the end. It's like, well, that's... Again, it's like a deus ex machina. Like, oh, now I'm going to turn it on and, oh, I win. It's like magic. Not the basketball player. Like actual like the Wizards magic. That LeBron's just like, oh, you know what? Looks like we might lose. So I'll be good. Here I go. Like what?
It's a clutch gene.
Yeah, it is that. But it's also like, I mean, I guess you can't play like that every minute of every basketball game. You'd burn out too quickly. So I guess it does make sense. It just is frustrating. Just once I want to see the Cavs get knocked out in the first round and have to be like, wow, we need other players on the team around this man. But anyway, you guys are just looking at me. Is it because I'm talking too much about sports? Kind of not even talking about sports. That's the secret. Ashley, how do you feel about Joel Embiid saying he can't wait to get rid of his mask?
I'm so excited for him.
To get rid of his mask?
Just get rid of it and crush it, you know? It's really inhibiting his peripheral vision.
I don't think it's him that crushed it. Okay. That's our basketball talk. Basketball talk.
Can you just...
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
No.
Different peg.
Stop.
No, Ashley, why do you keep doing that drum roll?
Mine is... Wow. That's harsh. Mine is so much better than that. That wasn't me. That was not me. This is wow.
The NHL playoffs. The NHL playoffs. My playoffs. The ones I love. I love hockey so much. Man, there's been so much good hockey. And it's also been great for those of us who stay up real late at night.
Yes.
There's been a bunch of overtime. We've had, in the first round, 5 overtimes. But 2 of them were double overtime, which is twice as many overtimes. Just like a double cheeseburger, twice as many cheeseburgers. Just the patty. Just the patty.
Did you even get to enjoy the Celtics, not the Celtics, the Bruins game 7?
What is with the two of you?
I corrected myself.
Okay.
Did you even get to enjoy the Bruins game 7 knowing that it was right after your drunk history taping?
It was during.
It was during.
It was very much during. So let's talk about the drunk history taping. So I've done it. This is my 3rd time doing drunk history. The first time, I got pretty drunk. As soon as they left, I puked a lot.
Ugh.
I got it done in quote-unquote record time. They were done in 2.5 hours. They were like, normally this takes all night. I got hammered right away. I didn't remember anything. I watched it back. I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was that funny. Second time, I barely got drunk. Didn't puke at all at any point. I did the story of Gloria Steinem going undercover as a Playboy bunny. I was really focused. There were so many details to that story and I didn't want to screw it up. And so I didn't get that drunk. And so it was even less funny than the first one. This third time, I was like, fuck it. You know this story like the back of your hand. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it is, but it's baseball related. And it's a story I know very well. And so I was like, just get hammered and see what happens. Oh, you were asking about the game. So I started watching the first period while I was getting my makeup done. They must have upped their budget this season. They got hair makeup. I was like, oh, fun. I don't have to do it myself. So I was watching the first period then. And then throughout the second period, I kept checking the score while I was filming. I remember checking and seeing that they won at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I knew, I was laying on the couch with a strapped up to an oxygen tank.
What?
I don't know if I passed out. I don't know if... it's entirely possible I didn't pass out. It's entirely possible I was conscious for the whole thing and I just was like, I need the air or something. Because they have a medic on set just in case you get too fucked up. I guess I did. I could have. You could tell me I puked all over the set and I'd be like, I don't know. It was so bad. And by bad, it's like it wasn't bad. It's the point of the show. But I have not drank since. And I'm probably not going to drink for a while. I was hungover for two days. I guess I drank a lot.
What were you drinking?
Just bourbon.
Just straight bourbon.
Straight bourbon.
That a girl.
So here's the thing, though. The second layer of that is like, what's going on TV? I have no idea. I trust those dudes. I've done this a bunch. Derek is great. Derek Waters, who hosts it. Everybody that works on that show is really great. But I have no idea if it's going to be hilarious or awful. And I guess we will all find out at the exact same time.
You don't get to see it in advance?
Mm-mm.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
What time is that time? Like if I wanted to watch this?
Oh, it's not out for a long time.
It's a while.
They have to, do you know how the show works? So
no.
The narrator tells the story. And then they have famous people reenact what the narrator's saying and they mouth the like drunk words that drunk me says. So it's like they act out a scene that I created in my drunk brain and don't recall.
It's amazing. You should check it out.
This is amazing.
It's such a, you would love it, I think. No.
It's very, very funny. So the Bruins, I did not get to enjoy game 7, but I'll tell you what I did enjoy, round 2, game 1, because that Bruins team wins the Stanley Cup.
They looked amazing.
They looked incredible. Everybody was doing what everybody was supposed to do. Marchand was getting under people's skin. Bergie was scoring. Everybody looked great. What's wrong?
Should we talk about the licking or?
No.
Okay.
It was fake news. Oh, God, I hate when people say that. And I said it. Whatever. There was a story that the NHL asked him to stop licking people.
Mm-hmm.
And Marchand was like, not true.
But
I was like, does that mean we're going to keep licking people? Because I'm in.
Like they didn't ask him to stop or he didn't actually lick people?
Oh, no, he licked people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Did you read his Players Tribune? I had an article. I don't like calling those articles. His piece. Did you read his
piece? That's good.
Piece?
I didn't.
It's really good. You should read it. He talks about how like you might not like the way he plays the game, but had he not played the game that way, he never would have made it to the NHL. Like, he's not going to be the best guy on the ice, but he's going to be the best guy at just getting under your skin, pissing you off, throwing you off your game, and then it helps that he's also very good at hockey.
Mm. He'll lick your cheek more aggressively than anybody else will.
Yeah, probs.
That's
just
cool.
Just because no one else is licking cheeks.
Yeah.
Would you rather he lick your cheek or, like, almost lick your cheek or, like, hit you in the nuts with his stick?
Like, I'd rather he lick my cheek.
Right.
I'd rather get hit in the nuts.
No, you
personally.
Wouldn't. No, you don't.
That's so, female privilege.
That's right. That's one of many we have.
One of all of them. We just have it all in life.
Your mascot predictions the NHL were, you're 50%.
Oh, not good.
Not as good. Not bad.
Only picking off mascots, Katie, doing 50% is pretty good.
I mean, I guess so.
Off of mascots?
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Top.
You're welcome.
You're on my good side for the next 15 seconds.
Until I say something stupid.
Enjoy
again.
It.
Like, well,
like
less
I said,
than 15
like
seconds.
I said, next 15. So I was 50%. Who did I get wrong, do you know?
Yes. You predicted Avalanche over Predators, Devils over
Lightning. Oh, hockey-wise, it's a dumb prediction. But nature-wise, it made sense.
It did. Devils over Lightning.
That was a tough one. We went back and forth on that.
Blue Jackets over Capitals.
Yeah.
And Flyers over Pens. Again, hockey-wise, tough prediction there.
Yeah. How you feeling about the Flyers?
I mean,
they made it interesting.
Yeah, they do. But they were not a team that was going to win the cup.
I think it would help if they had a goalie.
Those are typically, like, helpful.
They're not, you know, required. You could just
and basically anyone can play them, right, Ashley?
Yeah, it's the easiest thing to do.
That's what I heard.
Back on the bad side.
Oh, he didn't. Are our good sides and bad sides the same? So when he's on my good and my bad. I love that. We are best friends.
Yeah, we are.
Shut up.
I
don't love that. Oh! Okay. So next round. I guess I'll have to do these two. Who are the Predators playing?
The Jets.
Okay. So that's a, what did we say? A saber-toothed tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Or a person not allowed to live in certain neighborhoods versus versus a plane. Again.
Oh no.
I have to stick if I can't change the logic now. Although hockey knowledge says Preds, if there is an overhead bin on the jet.
But do you think the Predators could claw their way out of it?
I don't know. I don't know if they can, Ash. So, I'm gonna say Jets and feel bad. Feels bad, man.
So messed up.
Okay, Golden Knights versus Sharks. Now, here's a battle.
This is a good one.
Here's a battle. Golden Knights just lost their first postseason game. It was a real bummer.
It was franchise history.
Yeah. It was in double over. It was in overtime.
I think it was double.
Yeah.
But let me double check that.
Ooh. Dop's like, what's that? I've never even checked anything once. Let me first time check that in my life. Golden Knights versus Sharks. Wow. That's going to be tough.
I feel pretty strongly about the Sharks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Because
not going to lie.
Golden Knights, it's really tough. I just picture, like, how are you going to kill a shark, right? You're going to be in a little boat in a suit of armor. And you know what you don't want to be in the middle of the ocean?
Metal.
A big suit of armor.
Mm. Yeah, that makes
like,
it
that's going to float to the bottom of the ocean real quick.
Well, they could
you don't typically float to the bottom of the ocean.
Did I say float to the bottom of the ocean?
I missed that.
Why is Ashley on this podcast?
I don't know. Why is the sky blue?
I don't know. I don't know, Katie. I don't know.
Could it be reflection? From the ocean I'm floating to the bottom of?
I think that's why the sun's gold. It's the armor.
Yep, that's it. So they could take off their armor, but I guess that's not with the integrity of the mascot matchup. I just feel like those big swords, you just stay on the safety of your boat and just be stabbing the water. And just it's a numbers game. At some point, you're going to stab a shark. Now, when? This might mean the game's going to go till every game goes triple overtime. So a shootout. No, they don't do shootouts, right? It's triple. So I think this means every game's going to go triple overtime because tough to find a shark when you're just stabbing at the ocean. That's what my grandfather used to say. It's full of wisdom.
I guess the question is this competition happening on land or on sea or on ice?
Wow.
Because if it's on
ice, the shark is dead. So that wouldn't make any sense.
Well, it could be like under.
You know how hard it would be to walk on ice in one of those big metal suits too?
Very challenging.
Yeah.
Are sharks in cold water? I think they're mostly in warm water. Don't Google it. It's not worth it. Dop's like, I wasn't even thinking about it.
I think you're right though.
Let's just go with the Golden Knights. Okay. And then, did I do all of them?
No.
Oh.
Lightning Bruins.
Oh, that's right. So it's a cup of coffee, a bunch of cups of coffee, a pot of coffee. A box of Joe up against lightning, which is electricity from the sky versus a bear. Well, I was correct when I said that bears wipe their butts with maple leaves.
Yes, you were.
It's nature's toilet paper. The lightning versus a bear. Has that ever happened in life? Has a bear ever been struck by lightning? And if it happens in the forest and no one's around, does the bear die?
I wonder if a bear was ever in a tree that got struck by lightning.
Probably.
Probably at some point, yeah.
But you think if lightning struck a bear, it would die? Or would it just be like, yo! That
probably
was crazy!
The yo one.
My hair's curly now! And suddenly, I like music I wasn't into before. Don't people say that when they get struck by lightning, it like changes weird? Like, oh, I love cilantro now. I always hated it.
Oh.
My uncle has been struck by lightning twice.
What?
Yeah, true story.
In the same place?
Not in the same, well, in his yard, but not in the same spot in his yard.
I always wondered when they say lightning never strikes the same place twice. And it's like, yeah, but I'm never in the same place all the time. So it actually doesn't make me feel better. If you get struck once, you could get struck twice unless you stay put. If I ever got struck by lightning, I would just sit down. Be like, here's where I live now. I am not moving from this spot. So it was both in his yard?
Both in his front yard, yeah. He was mowing the lawn one time in the rain.
Poor choice.
It had just started to rain, and he was like, I can get this finished before it happens.
Yeah. Did
he
it
didn't.
Work? No, yeah.
Yeah. And then another time he was out there. I don't know what he was. I think he was with his dog, to be honest. They live out in the country, so they've got a whole bunch of space. And so I'm pretty sure that they were just, he's got a little thing where he throws a tennis ball, and I think he was struck by lightning.
Got a little
that.
Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm picturing it in my head. I guess you didn't need that for the story, but like the little thing you put the tennis ball in.
I know what
you
mean.
Oh. You know? I thought you're like, he does this unique thing where he throws a tennis ball to his dog. Like, dog runs and gets it. Dog brings it back. He takes out the tennis ball and then he throws it again. Novel concept. So, okay. Did you notice any changes in him?
His hair. He has a streak in his hair that's like a
that,
white part.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
That is so cool.
Yep.
He's an X-Men now.
Yeah.
An X-Man.
It's just a little part. I mean, it's not long, but it's definitely there.
So. Yeah. And how's the dog?
Dog's fine.
Good.
Was he holding on to
that dog's dead. But the dog they have now is fine. I mean,
that
this was a couple of years
dead.
Ago.
That dog is no longer with us. That's how I refer to my ex-boyfriend. Oh boy. Sports? Okay, so yes, that dog died of an unrelated
totally
and
unrelated
didn't need
thing.
To be brought up.
No, well, you brought it up.
I didn't.
You
I
asked.
Asked if the dog was okay after
yeah,
the lightning strike. I didn't ask if he's currently living.
Yeah.
Of course he is. In my head, you guys thought the overhead bid thing was f***ed up. You just brought up dead dogs and dongs for no reason.
Oh, my God.
We have gotten no further in this debate.
So if Dop's uncle can survive getting struck by lightning twice, I would think a bear could.
I think so, too.
I'm Googling a bear struck by lightning.
I looked it up,
man
too.
Man mauled by bear after lightning strike. My God.
That's a tough day.
Thoughts and prayers to him. That is bad. You think lightning could beat a... I mean, it would have to strike repeatedly. And maybe the bear has my logic. It gets struck once and it's like, dope, not moving from this spot.
Okay.
And then it can't ever strike it again.
Yep.
It's a smart bear.
Sooner or later, that storm's going to dissipate,
too. Here it
too.
Is. You're right. What if the lightning strikes the bear and then he's like, now feels like a good time to hibernate?
Boom.
Sleep forever. Can't kill him if he's sleeping.
So we're taking the Bruins.
Bruins!
Okay.
We still have one more?
Caps, Pens.
You have to say the full word.
Capitals versus Penguins.
Because I was like, Caps go on Pens. And so technically they win. They can keep a pen from writing because it blocks it. But a capital versus a Penguin. Man, I don't know. Last time I got both these picks wrong because I said the Capital not in a great spot right now.
That's correct.
Not crushing it at the moment. And Penguins can't fly. Mom, it's short for moment.
Yeah, I got it.
Or MoMA, depending on context. Museum of Modern Art. I'm cultured. So, the Capitals versus Penguins. Well, Penguins couldn't survive in our nation's cap. Well, yeah, they could at an aquarium.
Do Penguins live in aquariums or zoos? Or both?
I think maybe both. They may be the rare crossover animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great, because I think there should be more penguins everywhere.
All the time.
Aquariums, zoos, the mall. I'd take a penguin. Penguins confuse me because you picture them in cold weather, but there's some warm weather penguins. And then I'm like, what are you about, penguin? I thought you were a very fancy cold bird. They wear a suit.
Mm.
But now I see them out with mohawks on the beach. I'm like, I'm confused. Maybe they could survive in the nation's capital. And if they did, they're the best part of the nation's capital. Is there an aquarium in D.C.?
I will look it up right now.
See, he
what?
Even looked at me like he was going to say, I think so, and then saw my face and was like, I will look it up right now. This is progress. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to assume yes.
A congressional aquarium and a tropical lagoon aquarium. Oh, no, that's a fish store. Yes, there is a congressional aquarium.
Oh, no, that's a fish store. What is an aquarium if not a gigantic fish store where nothing's on sale?
I mean, come on. I'm getting used to this.
So wait, so that...
Research.
So congressional means it's owned by the Capitol. I will not pick the Capitals in this series. I can't. But if it's a congressional aquarium, then all the penguins are owned by the Capitol, correct?
If there are penguins in the congressional aquarium, but we don't know
Follow
if there
up,
are.
Follow up, Google! I just want our listeners to know that I now have two humans... like furiously Googling the state of penguins inside of the Capitol.
So the Congressional Aquarium's in Rockville, Maryland.
They're both end up.
The National Aquarium, I think, isn't that technically the one in Baltimore?
No, it's in D.C.
This one says.
It says Baltimore, but it's not.
This one says on September 30th, 2013, the National Aquarium in Washington, D.C. closed its doors.
Oh!
Whoa!
Big development for which side of the argument? I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
No one cares about this.
I know. I do, passionately.
Oh, you're right. No, I take that back. When I clicked on it, I thought it said our nation's capital at the top, but now at the bottom it says that it's in on Pratt Street in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, so I was going to say that there's a huge, one of the best in the country in Baltimore, but that doesn't count as D.C.
Right.
But it's called the National Aquarium.
It used to be in D.C. and it's not anymore.
All right. How about this? A word I'll never say. We'll stop deep Googling. Let's, with all the information we have now, make a decision. So if the National Aquarium in Washington, D.C. had penguins but is now closed, does that mean the Capitol won or that the penguins won?
I think the penguins won.
Why?
Because it ran...
They were like, we lived as long as we could in this city. We're out of here.
They outlived the aquarium.
Actually, did they? What do they do with animals at an aquarium when an aquarium closes? This is something I will spend the rest of my day worrying about. How do they get them all home? Where is home? You can't just close it.
Well, they probably take them to another aquarium.
I want to pick the Capitals in because of this. It sounds like all the logic is Capitals, and we're all going, you can't pick the Capitals.
I want to pick the Penguins.
I think the penguins, since they can survive in warm or cold.
Right.
They can survive in the Capitol. They can survive anywhere.
All right. Pick the penguins. Just so we can move on. Because it's been a long segment.
That's brutal.
Let's take a break from news. Because we've got to shout out another sponsor. Which means we got to do it in a different theme. Ashley, how are we going to do this ad read?
Why don't you do... this ad read like you're somebody else leaving us a voicemail.
What?
Like if you were someone else named Lindsay leaving a voicemail.
What's happening right now?
About, Dot, can you just play it?
Katie, Ashley, Dot, what's up? This is Lindsay from Alabama.
What is this?
I'm calling to let you know that I bought some lavender Allbirds and they are literally clouds on my feet. It's a very good reference.
Oh my
Additionally,
God.
I really need you to follow up on them being made out of sheets, though. So are they made out of sheets or what? Y'all just let me know. Let everybody know. Yeah, clouds for the feet. Awesome. Want to make sure they're good for the environment. Cool things.
Wow. That's incredible.
How'd you throw your voice like that?
That's your best one yet.
Thank you very much. But Dop, now that you've learned how to Google, this is perfect timing, actually.
This is great.
Because Lindsay would like to know what the deal is with the sheep, and we've been saying for a while all birds are made from sheep and that you were going to look it up. So I think it's finally time for you to use your new skills and look it up.
So,
why do you sound so scared?
All right, here we go.
Nope.
Can we leave it to me, please? My goodness.
All of the wool for Allbirds is made from ZQ Merino certified sheep, and they are the most humanely treated sheep in the world.
What?
They are.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have a program that requires growers to take into account five animal basic freedoms as to described by two different welfare acts. Okay? So the first one is all of these sheep have to have freedom from thirst, hunger, and malnutrition. They have to have provisions of appropriate comfort and shelter.
Oh.
They have to have prevention of rapid diagnosis and treatment of injury, disease, or infestation with parasites. Similar to what just happened with you on Drunk History.
Just get the information out, Doc.
Okay, sorry. They have freedom from distress. And the last one is the ability to appear normal patterns of behavior. So all of these sheep, very well taken care of.
You see how stressed out he gets when he reads information?
That was really hard.
The ability to appear normal patterns of behavior. It sounds like these sheep, if I'm honest, are living a better life than I am, which I'm happy about, but also jealous of. Imagine having freedom from thirst, hunger, or malnutrition.
Freedom from distress?
Yeah, right? Oof.
That'd be great.
What does that feel like? I am in a constant state of distress. We also forgot that they're promised the pursuit of happiness.
Aw.
Anyway, thanks for doing that, Doc.
Yeah, you're
finally,
welcome.
And kind of. You did a great job. I hope that answers Lindsay's question. I cannot believe that we've reached a point where people call into our podcast to ask questions about our sponsors, but I would love our sponsors to know that that happens and to feel good about it all the time. So let me now tell you real quickly about the Allbirds tree runners that they sent us. Right, guys? We both got.
Yep.
We all got.
All got.
I just forgot he was there.
Wow.
We both got it, right? The tree runners, comfy shoes made from trees. Now, let's not ask Dop how they do that, because we got to wait 6 more weeks before he decides to Google if the trees get promised a life free from distress, no bears. Anyway, they're super comfortable. They're like walking barefoot through a patch of four-leaf clovers on a beautiful spring day.
Wow.
Yeah. Before, after the dew. So it's not all wet.
Yeah.
They're just soft and dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like it. You seem like you took issue. What do your shoes feel like when you put them on?
I have them on right now.
Oh, what do they feel like?
They feel pretty great. Even when it's rainy and gross out, they keep your feet warm.
Which is super important.
Which is great.
Nice and breathable. Dare I ask you what your shoes feel like on your feet, Top?
You dare, may ask me. They feel fantastic. In fact, I forget that I'm wearing shoes half the time when I'm wearing them. Like,
but
they're
we
so
don't.
Light and comfortable.
That's the best part. Dot feels barefoot. We don't have to deal with Dot being barefoot. It's the best of both worlds. You can wear them to work, like my two friends here, on a trail, in the park, really, anywhere. They come in a bunch of limited edition colors that I'm sure Dot, just take my word for it.
Okay.
I know you're colorblind. And you can feel good about these shoes because they're made from ethically sourced FSC-certified eucalyptus fibers. And they utilize the most rigorous sustainable forestry standard in order to protect trees, wildlife, and people. And then their wool runners, as we talked about before, protect the sheep. So really, it's a feel-good purchase, a look-good purchase, and a walk-good purchase.
So good.
So good. So go to Allbirds.com and find your pair of light, breezy, comfy shoes made from trees or sheep, depends on what you're feeling. Today, the tree runner from Allbirds. Get it. I don't know what to do at that part. Get it. Go now.
Buy. Buy some.
Leave us a voicemail about it. Okay, more news.
Yay.
The draft happened. The NFL draft. Anyone have anything they cared about? Can I get an annoying thing out of the way?
Sure.
This Ryan Shazier stuff.
Yeah.
Seeing him walk across the stage was incredible, right? Amazing moment. It's astounding the progress that he's made. I'm very much uncomfortable by the way the NFL celebrates him and his recovery as if it wasn't the NFL that turned a world-class athlete into a guy who's struggling to relearn how to walk. I really wish that they would stop being like, feel good story, because it is for him, but not for them. It should be a feel bad story for them. They should be using things like that to try to make sure that never happens again. And I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
That's fair.
That they're like, yeah, yes. And it's like, yeah, he walked real well before this. So I don't know. I know that's like the Debbie Downer take. I always have the Debbie Downer take. But it feels so good for him. It's like, well, bad for him that he had to go through that. And it's very sad and sucks. But separate from that, good for him making a remarkable recovery. And I wish him all the best. I'm not trying to say anything bad about him, so we're clear.
Are there any other, like, really uplifting stories from the draft that you want to ruin? Because it's a really unique skill.
If we're talking about it, you don't even need two hands to play football, okay? So, like, enough with that. I'm just kidding. Shaquem Griffin, love him. I'm being serious now. Back to real news. I'm not going to ruin everything. I'm looking ahead to see if there's anything I'm going to ruin.
News segment. Ruin this news.
Have you ever seen the show Adam Ruins Everything?
Yes.
I'm only upset because, like, that show was made for me, and now it exists. My name's not Adam, and so I don't get to host it. Shaquem Griffin, drafted by the Seahawks.
Ruin this news.
I was just going to say, nobody didn't see that coming. It's like the my friend's a Seahawks fan, and he texted me, he's the most Seahawky Seahawk that's ever Seahawked. Which is true. They love to go for those picks that are like, oh, interesting story. And also his brother plays for the team. My favorite part is that he was in the bathroom when they called him to tell him he was on the team, and his brother saw his phone, recognized the area code, and like chased him in the bathroom and was like, pick this up, I know this number! How cool is that?
That's great until... I know, I might ruin it.
Oh!
That's it.
How the tables have turned! Like, go ahead, Deb.
Like, when you're in the bathroom, you're in one of three places. You're at the urinal, you're in the stall, or you're at the sink.
What you know about urinals?
What
you know about... That's for another podcast. Desperate times,
I hope he was at the sink. You know, just ready to come out.
It sounded like he had just gone in. And his brother chased him in. Same time, it's your brother, and you just got drafted in the NFL. Like, I can be pooping if that were a thing I, as a woman, did. And I want you to run in and hand me my phone. I don't want to be like, missed the call, and they went with a different pick. I'm sure that's not how it works, but I like to think that it is. I saw the movie Draft Day. I'm familiar with the process. Anything else other than bathroom stuff? Yeah, you guys are like, oh, she shits in every... She ruins every story, and then silence comes, and you just look at me like, say other stuff about it.
I have a really... Maybe... I don't want to be a downer.
Well, we've all done it, so now it's your turn. Go ahead.
But the whole Josh Allen tweet thing,
yeah.
I just feel... I just want to say one thing.
Should we set up the story before you talk about it?
Sure.
So Josh Allen, for anybody who doesn't know, just very quickly, had some old tweets from like 2012, 2011, 2013, resurface, obviously, when he got drafted, as is the way now with when someone's name comes out into the ether, people look at their old tweets, and if there's bad ones, which there were, we talk about them. And so Josh Allen's were like, he had a couple N-words in some old tweets, had one where he said, if it ain't white, it ain't right, which is indefensible. That's not one of those, well, the context, that's like a, okay.
You weren't quoting a song with those
right,
lyrics.
Right, right. It was in response to an Ask FM question where someone said, why are you so white? And he said, if it ain't white, it ain't right. Not good.
Nope.
Very bad. I'm trying to think of like the worst way to, that's bad. So go ahead, Dub. What was your point?
So my point is, when you're hiring an agent or a manager and spending all this money for them to help you further your career, it feels like that organization, one of the first things they should do is put some intern to be like, hey, go through all of my clients' past social media and just make sure that if there's anything I need to be aware of. Like, it's not the first time that it's happened. How is the people that he is not trusting? Because I don't want to put it just on the athlete, although I would hope you would have the state of mind to be able to go back and look at the stuff you've had. But like,
or the state of mind to have never tweeted that in the first place.
Of course.
Just to be clear, I want to make sure that's 100%. The first thing you're saying. Okay, go ahead.
But you're paying somebody to be able to help protect you.
For sure.
And it feels like they aren't doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty... If your tweets can be pulled up that quickly when you're drafted by the internet, then you could easily have done that as the people that he pays. Yeah, I think that the number one thing is like... There's a number of layers to this. First, coming from the... our generation's in an interesting spot, right? Like, the generations before us... the one right before is kind of learning social media, or they're trying to adjust to it, but they got to it late, like later in their life, because that's when it came out. The generation before them is just like, I'm not even going to, like Regis, like, nah, Twitter, don't care. And then the generations after us have grown up with it from the time they were, you know, forming memories. Whereas we grew up without it for the most part, like childhood. I can remember childhood without it and then had it. So it's tough for me looking back. I don't want to sound like an old person, but to the people younger than me, I'm like, it's not as commonplace as you think it is. I feel like if you grow up with it all the time, you picture it like, oh, I'll just put this out there. It's the internet. Everybody posts everything on the internet. The same way, I feel like we mentioned this in something the other day. We used to be nervous to type our credit cards into websites.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, what's this website? FreeTshirts.com. I'll just type it's just one time. Like, things have become commonplace that aren't. Sending your every thought into the world, into a place where it lasts forever, should not feel commonplace. It shouldn't feel like, yeah, that's what people do. My friend did it. Yeah, you've got to think these things through. I don't know. I just would urge younger generations to, I know this sounds stupid, think before you tweet, but like, just know that it's out there. It's going to be out there forever. Whether it's a song lyric, an inside joke with your friend, you're quoting somebody else. It doesn't really matter. This is on record forever. And just think about that. Instead of, it does feel very easy to just type, enter. And it's going to get lost in the void. No one's going to care at the time. And that's going to make you think, not a big deal. It is a big deal. I have a lot of thoughts on this because there's a lot of layers. And this is kind of an unrelated tangent because this isn't specifically about Josh Allen because, like I said, I have a real issue with the stuff that he tweeted. But, like, I don't think we should judge young kids on saying dumb shit. I think they should be conversation starters that we're like, you get why this is bad, right? Let's make sure that this isn't a thing you feel or think or act upon. Let's turn this into a teaching moment, especially for kids. And again, this isn't necessarily about Josh Allen because he wasn't that much of a kid. But like, teaching moments are important. We've forgotten about that in society in general, but especially when we're talking about young kids. I saw a story today about a high school girl that wore a dress to prom or something, was accused of cultural appropriation. I get it. Conversation should be had, but you can't just expect a kid to pop out the womb and be like, I know everything about the world and how it works, what's right and what's wrong. You've got to teach them, and you've got to use their mistakes to teach them instead of shaming them and yelling at them and telling them they're bad and trying to drag them and destroy them. They're kids. And even with adults, it's like, yes, there are some mistakes that are like, that is unforgivable. That is malicious. You are bad on the inside. But there are a lot of mistakes that are like, hey, dude, that you fucked up. And it was bad what you did. And we need to talk about it so that you know why you fucked up, so that you don't fuck up again, and so that you hold other people accountable when they fuck up like you did. I'm sorry about all those bleeps you have to do. It's really hard to change the way you think or to grow as a person. And I think that it just scares me when we see, you know, people get yelled at and shouted down for bad things, especially early in their life, when what we should be doing is teaching them so that they don't continue down a bad road. I don't know. It frustrates me. I know it's probably an unpopular opinion because we're supposed to, you know, root out all the evil in the world. But I think that there's a lot of stuff that people do that's really, really stupid. And yes, they deserve to answer for that. They have to get in trouble for that. But I don't know. Something about it just doesn't sit right with me. It just feels strange. And I hope that, you know, I think that one of the things that bothers me is like, now Josh Allen just has to go, I'm really sorry, I don't think that anymore, I'm sorry that I said that. And then everybody moves on. When if we made it like a teaching moment instead of a scandal that he then has to PR his way out of, he wouldn't issue an empty apology. He would sit down, do the work, think about it, learn from it, and then be a better person. And I'm worried that we don't actually want people to be better people. We just want them to appear as better people so that it's more palatable for us, which is very selfish and I'm now talking for 45 minutes, and I've made it sad again, haven't I?
It's not your fault. Can I add one thing, and you tell me if it's ridiculous?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It probably is. The one thing I will say, everything you said is true, and nothing he did is defensible. It is totally, like, I at least, at the base of everything, appreciated that he just owned up to it and said I was dumb and an idiot and I shouldn't have done it, rather than, oh, my account got hacked. Or whatever it is that people say nowadays. Like, that doesn't change anything, but at least he took the approach.
And I think I don't know him well enough yet. He's just getting into the NFL spotlight. I don't know him well enough to know if I feel like, oh, genuine apology. Oh, he definitely, I'd like to see that he does the work and he means it.
Yep.
And I don't want to speak for, you know, his teammates or his, you know, colleagues, but I would imagine they would also hope the same. Just stop putting your whole life on the internet. It will come back to bite you in the ass. You are dumb now. Every time, what do you think when you're like, when you get older? You look back and go, I was dumb. It's very, I don't think I've reached an age yet where I don't look back and go, boy, was I dumb. So why document your dumbness when you could just not? Anyway, sorry. I have a lot of thoughts, guys. That was like not even half of them. But we gotta move on.
Okay.
I think people should talk things through more. You know?
You mean communication is like a vital importance?
I've said dumb shit. I've said dumb shit. Not that dumb. But dumb. And I've grown from it. Thank God. But I wouldn't, if people were to judge me now on something I said 15 years ago, I'd be like, what about all the work I put in? I've worked hard to get to here, and I just think we should be encouraging people to put in the work. Holding them accountable and hoping that they put in the work. Do you have another story from the draft that we can all not ruin?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can try, but I think this is pretty great.
Oh, I can try.
The Eagles drafted an Australian rugby player, Jordan Mailata, from the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
The Rabbitohs.
The Rabbitohs.
That's like a cereal made of rabbits.
Oh. Well, you ruined it. good job.
She done did it again.
They took him in the seventh round, and it just got me thinking, like, this dude is 6'8", 346, just an athletic beast. Should more teams be using their seventh round picks on people that are just world-class athletes in whatever? Like, should the Browns go after Olympic sprinters or...
With their first round pick, probably.
I mean, right? Like, you see Ultimate Frisbee on the top 10 all the time. They're making ridiculous catches. Obviously, it's not shaped the same. But like, oh, that guy just flipped over a truck. Maybe we should pick him up to block for our team.
I do love the concept. But at the same time, you could just sign them.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Had this punter... I mean... Is this guy a punter? I'm thinking of the
because he's a lineman.
The Seahawks drafted a punter that was from Australia, but he went to Texas, and he's incredible. So this guy's a lineman.
Yes. An offensive tackle.
Was he on people's draft boards?
He was, actually.
It just feels like a flex to me. We found a rando. What's up? Instead of just being like, wait till the draft is over, and then take this guy. He doesn't play football.
No, the Eagles moved up to take him. Like, he came to the United States and has been training at IMG in Florida to work on his technique because he said he got too
IMG,
big.
IMG, like the agency?
There's like a training academy. That I believe the agency owns.
Probably.
In
they own
Florida.
Everything.
They do. So he got too big for rugby. Like, he would come in as a spark guy, like for 10 to 15 minutes here and then 10 to 15 minutes here. But the thing
is. An official rugby position?
No.
Oh,
no.
I was like, actually.
It sounded so real.
It's like, get it, scrum.
I thought she knew it.
Scrum.
We're scrumming.
Yep.
But he couldn't, like, it's constant up, down, and he was too big. He was getting, you know, out of breath, and they wanted him to lose another 50 pounds. And he was like, I'm already at 10% body fat. Like, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Same. You know how hard it is.
You mean 10% of my body is not
7.
Fat. Yeah, that is where I'm at as well. No, that's cool. So they should just, like, was there any, I wonder if there was anybody else on, like, the draft board that wasn't a football player. You know what I mean? Like, this punter dude from Australia was a rugby player, but then he came, or no, he was an Aussie rules player, I believe, which are different sports. he came here and was playing in Texas. He's actually very, very, very good. But I wonder, I mean, the Seahawks took, who's their lineman that never played football before? He was a bit, Fant. Yeah, George Fant. He played basketball. And then I think he started football like in the middle of college, I want to say. And they were like, you know what? You seem like a pro football player.
How'd he do? Yeah, that's the thing. There's not a great track record of.
This was in 2016. They didn't draft him. He was, I think they signed him just as an undrafted free agent. He went undrafted. Go figure. I don't know. It's an interesting concept of like using other sports as a measure for. Just seems to me like we've got lots of football players.
That's my thought.
There's a lot of dudes who play football in college that don't, not to. God, I'm doing it. I'm ruining it. Here we go. Lean
yeah,
in.
Ruin it.
Lots of dudes in college playing football for $0, hoping someday they could make a dollar from it. And here we are going, I know, and you've worked really hard. Thing is, this dude's from Australia, and he plays rugby, and we think he's going to be the guy.
Well, he's 6'8",
I know.
346,
incredible.
And runs a 5-second 40.
I am in no way saying that he's not good enough to play football. He definitely is. I just feel a little bit bad. For all the college kids, bad tweets we could have dug up, who probably wanted that job and would be fine at it. But it's a...
Well, when you're the Super Bowl champions, you don't want fine, you know?
Do we have more stories?
I think it's time to move on.
Are we ready to talk about something? We don't want to talk about that parrot.
I just think people are giving that parrot a lot of flack, man.
Is that what you're
so serious?
Yeah, people are all outraged about the parrot.
He had one job.
Well, his job wasn't to say the name.
The Bucks had a parrot
that was supposed to announce a fourth round pick. His name's Zaza. He's 8.
His name's Zaza. He's 8.
Really, when you dig
his
a little
name
deeper.
Is Zaza?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
I'd say her name is Zaza.
Zaza?
I would say, maybe. Whatever. It's a bird. Let's move
yeah, let's
on.
Do.
Let's
yeah,
let's do. Let's move forward.
Ruin that story.
That's the new name of the podcast. Do we have any stories that aren't sports?
Do you guys see the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
We're not going to talk about that.
I just it just made me think about how you guys are sort of like Michelle Wolf, and I'm sort of like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, you're always giving me a hard time and stuff.
Yes, yes. I'm just going to say yes.
I just feel like there were a lot of parallels
without digging too deep into it. I'm very comfortable with that assessment that Ashley and I. Are the Michelle Wolf to you Dops, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I don't think I've ever agreed with you.
I don't think that's
more.
What I meant. I don't
Let's
think
just
that's,
leave it. Hold on.
It is what you
done.
Said, well, and we aren't going to talk about it.
We're moving on. What else?
Museum
else?
Of Sex, we're moving forward. Does anyone else or have anything else that isn't sports, but also isn't stuff we'll get in trouble for? But thank God you said that, because what a beautiful moment in podcast history. Do you have any other stories, Huck?
I got an email from MySpace.
Dobbs, like, I want to talk about the White House Correspondent Dinner. Is that a no? Well, let's go through my email. My mom called me.
Is what? MySpace still a thing? How did I get an email from MySpace? Is that still a thing? Do you remember your top 8?
I just had my MySpace because cool people had MySpaces. But I didn't have any friends, so my top 8 was like... These are the bands I like.
What?
These are the bands I like.
Was that Young Katie?
Yeah.
MySpace Katie, yeah.
Oh, you didn't have any friends.
That was very Homestar Runner. No, I didn't have any friends.
Oh, Homestar Runner is so good.
What's the,
so
good. I like boys. Is that what she says? I'm thinking of
the Teen Girl Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The crazy one.
That was me. Anyway, yeah, I don't. Dab, the reason you still get emails from MySpace is because you have gauges.
Oh.
and sleeve tattoos.
Mm.
That's why.
Well.
Because those are bands. I feel like MySpace was just for bands.
I didn't follow any. Would you follow people? I
feel like you don't really follow any bands in general.
I do. There's some good bands.
Van Morrison there. Didn't have a MySpace.
Stop.
Jackson Browne was in your tummy. Oh, the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, I love the Doobie Brothers.
Who doesn't? It's time for our new segment. We're going to wrap this up with... Oh, my God.
See how much better that sounded, everyone? That was me. That was my drum.
Hero, it's echoing still through the studio.
Yeah, my fingers are... Oh, they're fired up.
Gross. time for a new segment called Go Look It Up. This is the segment where, you know, sometimes we're prepping for the pod and we're looking at each other going, oh my God, you see that video? Oh my God, you see that video? And then we're like, sucks that this is an audio medium. And we realized we could just tell you to go look it up.
Yeah.
So these are our favorite videos that we saw this week. And you should
go look it up.
Nice. I liked that.
Thanks. I'm going to kick it off with the little girl doing the touchdown, scoring a touchdown,
oh,
and
yes,
celebrating at the Nevada Wolfpack
spring game. Oh, God.
It was amazing.
It was so good.
I want to see the extended cut of that video. It doesn't go on long enough for my taste.
I bet she scored a bunch of touchdowns.
Oh, so good.
And the confidence with which she just takes the ball, goes, scores the touchdown, and then hits that backpack kid dance.
Yeah, like, there's no hesitation.
No hesitation.
Right into it.
She isn't like, oh, do you guys like this? She's like, you're going to like this.
It's amazing.
I don't care. I'm doing it. And you're going to like it.
And I'm doing it well.
That girl is, I wish I had half of her inner strength and confidence. Dop, you want to stop texting and tell us what your video is?
Yeah, my just favorite video this text week is of a little kid that was playing T-ball.
And
he did a slow motion run from third base to home.
So
his
what,
coach was like,
what was the story? Like, so one of the coaches was like, run as fast as you can to home plate.
And he just did this like, nonstop slow motion, like moving his arms.
Has anyone put that to Chariots of Fire yet?
Oh, they should.
Oh, please do.
Is it one chariot?
It's multiple
chariot
chariots.
Chariot of Fire? No, it's chariots.
So many chariots.
There's a whole stampede of chariots.
Yeah, lots of
on
chariots.
Fire.
All of them are on
of
fire.
Of fire?
On chariots of
fire. I mean,
fire.
Chariots of fire, fire, but that must mean they're on. It doesn't matter.
Keep going, Dup.
I was just checking to see how long the video was. It was 45 seconds of him running home, and halfway through, the coach comes out and tries to get him to run.
And he, his face
like,
says, don't touch me.
Away.
Don't touch me, sir. This is my moment.
I'm doing a bit.
Did he hit it out of the park?
No. He just stood
not
there.
Speaking of, so I know I ruin everything, but I want to say just the internet is undefeated at ruining things. Not like in a milkshake duck way, but this, there was, I saw one reply to the original tweet of the guy being like, are you kidding me? Where was the ball? Why didn't anybody throw him out? He should have gotten tagged. Or this is an embarrassing. This is an embarrassment for Little League baseball. It's like go release your tension away from the internet. I slid into a dude's DMs this weekend. I can tell you about it off pod.
Oh.
He was going off on like, I got tagged in a tweet with Greeny, and I saw a bit of what his mentions are, which, and then I went to this one guy's profile, and it's just all he's ever tweeted is nasty things to people. So I sent him a message that was like, hey, man, is everything okay in your life? Like, I just feels like you've got a lot of pent-up aggression, and I think you might think we don't see it. I just wanted to let you know we do see it, and it sucks. So just like, I hope you have a good day, and if you need somebody to talk to, I'm going to leave my DMs open for a little bit.
Did he respond?
He did.
What did he say?
He said that it comes off the wrong way on the website. So then I close the DMs because it's just like, okay, just kidding. They're still open, but you try. Anyway, point was, little kid was cute. My video. I love doing this podcast and going, in my head, I'm like, I know that's going. I know that's getting lost. Okay, so thank you guys for bringing videos from the internet. My Go Look It Up, the inaugural Go Look It Up, is a video of Ashley's child, Aaron.
Austin. Austin.
Aaron. Aaron, just smashing, is that a dinner plate?
Yes.
Smashing a plate. Playing with a plate, which, questionable. I'm sure there's a backstory. And then he just, boop, smashes it in two. And then there's panic. I will post it on my, am I allowed to tweet it?
Yes.
Am I allowed to tweet the other one?
What other one?
The one where he looks right at you.
Yes.
So he looks right at Ashley, and she's holding food in his hand, and she says, don't throw it. And he throws it. Like that cat from the YouTube video that, like, the woman's
the
like, no!
Cat.
And he looks over at the woman, and then he's just, while looking at her, just, boop, knocks it off the table. So why is your baby holding a plate?
Well, when you have a child, you have to do interesting things with your time. And most of that revolves around making content centered on your kid.
You mom-splaining right now?
Yeah, for sure. So he had started saying, he says phrases, like he picks up on things. And he had started saying, get out. And so we were trying to tee him up on something to make that funny. Like the other day he was like, baby. And we're like, oh, Austin, what are you? A baby. So we're like, oh, Austin, what movie do you think should have won Best Picture? Like trying to get him to say, get out. But instead, he picked up the plate and was babbling, and I'm recording, and he's like,
yeah. Yeah. Should we talk about why one of your baby's first phrases is get out? Is there trouble? Anything we should talk about?
I like to watch him sleep. He's like, please leave
get
me alone.
Get out.
Get out. I'm a baby.
What I've learned from this is your child is more adept than the Buccaneers parrot. So that's good. He hears phrases. He repeats them. He smashes plates. What'd the parrot do? Nothing.
Poor Zaza.
Stop it.
Okay, that was our new segment. Go look it up. Is that good? I don't know.
It's really good.
I'll workshop
the
it for
fist bump
time.
Was nice.
They didn't even. But that's in line with the segment. They mm-hmm. can't see it.
Yep.
So you gotta go look it up. Okay, I feel like that's it for news. Dop, do we have a second voicemail?
You bet we do.
Can you hit me with it?
Hi, Katie. My name's Garrett. I'm from California, and I'm a first-time caller. And like everybody I know, I play Fortnite, and
oh my goodness.
You've mentioned on the pod a couple of times that you also play. So, my question is, do you have any wins?
No.
Solo, duo, or squad?
Shut up, Dop.
And
child
what's your
speaking.
Favorite weapon to use or get? Thanks for putting this on the pod. I love you. Mean it. Bye.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That's adorable. I don't know. Do your parents know that you listen to this podcast? Oh, my God. He's so cute. He's so out of breath.
He was really out of breath.
He was. I love him.
He's the best.
Garrett, thank you for calling. As you know, I have a limit here that Dob is taking a lot of joy in right now. I can only talk about Fortnite for 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Okay.
As soon as you start, I'm going to hit
okay,
this button.
Just let me get my thoughts in order. I want to make sure Garrett's question gets answered.
I think it was, do you have any wins? No. So clear that one off.
Does it count when Ashley, out of nowhere, talks about Fortnite?
Savage.
Does it count when Ashley does it? Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When are you going to let me know my time's up? You're going to like wave?
I will. Yeah, I'll do a thing with my hands.
Not that thing.
Why
that
don't
was
you,
weird.
You'll just grab the boobs of the air.
Oh,
awesome. That'll
Garrett
definitely
is
get
listening.
Me to stop. Oh, damn it. Sorry, Garrett. God. He also sounds like a kid I've talked smack to over PlayStation. Oh, God. I have yelled a lot. I've invested in a headset.
No, you didn't.
I'll get into it in my 30 seconds if there's time. Just start counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 when we're at the end.
Got it.
Over the mic so the people know. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. So in Fortnite, I don't have any wins, solo duo, or squads, because I may have said this before, but what I spend most of my time playing is the PvE campaign. It's a zombie game. I'm very into it. I'm gotten excited. I told you I got a headset. There's a thing where it's more about building and less about fighting. It's obviously definitely about fighting, but you can build trap tunnels and you can trap all these hordes of zombies into things. But sometimes people go into the tunnels and they aggro the zombies, which means that then it blows up your tunnel and it's super frustrating. So I had to get a microphone so I can stop telling people to, damn it!
Wow, you didn't even talk about your weapons.
A scar. I just said a scar. I could be talking about the two things on my face, one on my eyebrow and one on my lip. Who knows? Garrett, seriously, I don't want to tell him not to listen. But I also don't want to change the things I talk about. Hey, Garrett, while I have you, don't tweet, okay? Whatever you're thinking right now, don't tweet it. You can call into as many podcasts as you want, as long as you don't leave your last name, and say all the things you want to. But don't tweet, okay, buddy? That was so condescending. I didn't mean to be okay, buddy? Is there a context in which you can say that without sounding like a complete asshole? Has anyone ever been like, all right, bud? All right? How about, can you do that for me?
To a dog?
I say that to my dog all the
time.
You
say to your dog, can you do that for me? What does he say? Right away, boss.
Usually, yeah.
All right, that feels like it. Man, that's going to stay with me for a long time. That's it for this week's edition of... Wait, sports? Sports? Sorry for ruining everything. Feel free to listen again later, maybe. I know it feels like this podcast couldn't possibly get any better, but what if, just what if, the second time you listen to it, it is better? Always worth a try. While you play... You can listen to a podcast. Shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek, Allbirds, and Straight Talk Wireless. Suck it, Levitard. Rate and review the pod so that we know you're enjoying yourself. Let us know what you think. We do read them. We love them. You guys are really funny. Like this one, some guy named Grady, who said, my one-year-old daughter loves to listen to sports when running errands with her dad. I love that. Tell her to stop, though. And also, never to tweet. Be sure to leave up a voicemail. Leave up a voicemail at 860-506-5571. Enjoy your week. Say goodbye, Dot.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ash.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Mean it. Go to bed, kids.
SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.